Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. One of the best storytellers in Utah's national parks is not a ranger, but the lowly pack rat. Their stories of change in past plant communities are written in their middens. The midden is a heap of leaves, twigs, seeds, and fruits the pack rat discards outside its nest. Protected in a desert cave or rock crevice and preserved by a rat's own urine, this heap is a detailed and accurate time capsule of the past local flora. Ken Cole of the U.S. Geological Survey is a fluent translator of the pack rat stories. Ken and colleagues sampled old pack rat nests around Glen Canyon National Recreation Area and Capitol Reef National Park. By carbon-14 dating, the nest ages are known to span the last 10,000 years. As controls, they also collected nests from mesa tops inaccessible to livestock. Ken and colleagues then carefully translated these pack rat stories by identifying and counting the plant fragments in these fossil nests. At both Capitol Reef and Glen Canyon, old pack rat nests revealed pre-settlement plant communities that were rich in diverse grasses, wildflowers, and shrubs. Then these floras changed. Beginning 150 years ago, vast herds of sheep and cattle tromped and chewed their way across the unfenced rangelands of Utah in numbers unimaginable today. We know that palatable plant species and those susceptible to trampling suffered declines because they are absent from middens from that time period. Unpalatable shrubs multiplied. Despite curtailed grazing in subsequent decades at Capitol Reef and Glen Canyon, pack rats show us that the flora still has not recovered. Like Aesop's fables, this cautionary lesson of the pack rat's ecological tale remains clear and relevant today. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.